Cattle and hog producers for and against the Obama administration's plan to improve market fairness and transparency are headed to Fort Collins, Colorado for Friday's USDA-DOJ competition workshop, while federal officials deny there will be any linkage between the workshop and the USDA Grain Inspection, Packers and Stockyards Administration proposal aimed at leveling the playing field for independent producers. Both sides seem to view the day-long conference as a referendum on whether the GPSA rule should be implemented as drafted or withdrawn. Jess Peterson, a lobbyist for the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, anticipates a lively exchange of ideas and opinions.
This is a great place for the producers, for the packers, for the feeders. My understanding is all indications from USDA GPSA, they're going to have a very well-balanced panel. You're going to hear from all sides on this issue. I think it opens it up for a very good discussion and a debate, if you will.
Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA and other groups that support the GPSA proposal, say they're determined to send a clear message to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Attorney General Eric Holder.
We will mark the beginning of a new direction for the U.S. livestock industry, and that will be a direction in which open and robust competition will determine the future of this industry, not regulation and control by the meatpackers.
The meatpacking industry opposes the GPSA proposal, as does the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council, both of which contend it would limit producers' marketing options. NCBA's Colin Woodall is hoping for a fact-based discussion on the state of competition in the cattle sector.
Because right now there's a lot of emotion that's driven by some very vocal groups out there. But on the other side, we've got a lot of hard facts that show what is and what is not happening in the marketplace. So our goal for Fort Collins is to make sure that we have plenty of NCBA members there to give that that balanced perspective on the marketplace.
Livestock activists are trying to get 25,000 ranchers and other rural Americans to show up on the campus of Colorado State University. Fred Stokes, executive director of the Organization for Competitive Markets, says he doubts that many people will actually make it, but he's certain there will be a respectable crowd.
I had a block of hotel rooms reserved and was in single occupancy, and I'm having to double people up and share them for people who weren't able to get a room. So they're out of rooms. They're doing all sorts of things, campers and some other things. So it looks like a good crowd. It would be wonderful if they get the 25,000 Bill Bullard was calling for. My personal opinion is that's not likely. But if they get 5,000, that's about 10 times what they've had at the other workshops.
Both sides of the livestock competition debate will host events Thursday evening in Fort Collins designed to energize their respective followers. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.